let's close this one.
You're on.
Thank you. That's this one, right? Yep. And let's go to... this one. Okay, great. Thank you. Is this on?
Well, hi.
Hi.
Just say hi to Lance. It makes Lance feel better.
Hi, Lance.
Okay, good. That's pretty good. Lance asked me if I could come here, and I'm so excited to be here. This is really, I think, the most fun den of any of the dens. Because here, there's just this sense that from all the states that you come, it doesn't matter how crazy the legislature is, doesn't matter how crazy the governor is, it just, you just keep on. You learn all this stuff, you share it for the kids, right? You really get that sense here. They may not appreciate it, but my God, we're coming here in February. We're all going to celebrate being together, right? So I did that. And I will say it's probably easier for me to get here from California than it was to get from Pittsburgh, right? Or from northern Pennsylvania. So it's really nice to be here. So as you guys probably know, you're going to need to have your cell phones out and on. So make sure that you got those suckers out. And we're going to go quickly through, hey, here's the handouts, by the way. Probably won't go that fast, but all the stuff that I'm doing is going to be here. This whole presentation will be here, discovering. And look, it's Lance's picture. Let's say it again. Hi, Lance.
Hi, Lance.
Let's say to his picture. If you go to discoveryedspeakersmaneuver.com, you click on handouts, you'll have this presentation. Not yet, because of course, you know, we work on it as the kids come in, so it's not quite the same one yet. But as I was doing some research, trying to find a logo to put up in the corner there like that, you know, I found all these old den logos. Isn't that fun? How many of you were here in the first den days 4 or 5 years ago? Isn't it just so cool? Aren't we so old? Anyway, so that's how it works, and it was kind of fun. So before I take a look at what really Lance was setting up, the idea that we really are going digital, my actual title is Director of Global Learning Initiatives.
Ooh.
I have like the best job in the world. It's like, I go where places and talk about educational technology. How cool is that, right? And they go, oh, really? They go, yeah, I work for Discovery. I'm the Director of Global Learning Initiatives. They go, ooh. So anyway, that's, you know, gravity or whatever you talk about. But one of the things that I have been able to do is go around to places and watch the adoption of really the inevitable digital wave as it rolls into classrooms. How many really feel that a digital textbook is an inevitability in your schools? Yeah. So this is just a quick review, but this is where it started. This was Indiana. This was 2009, when Indiana, perhaps like some of your own states, had a legislature that wouldn't respond to the needs of the classroom. So the governor and the state superintendent just sent out this letter and said, you know what, we can't get the legislature to change the law, because in Indiana the law was we had to spend money on textbooks. That was the law. Not the only state. A lot of states have laws like this. So they couldn't get the legislature to function, so the governor just sent out this letter to every superintendent of the state that said, take it as a group, textbooks do not provide content that's interesting, engaging, or supportive of student learning. It's like they've been in a classroom, right? So how many would agree with that statement from the governor of Indiana? Yeah, so the idea was, they said, okay, in Indiana from now on, this is a textbook. Any internet resources, any systematically organized material in Indiana is now defined as a textbook. So the governor and the state superintendent of instruction basically just said, we're changing the definition. So the legislature wouldn't change the way funding came, so they just said, you know what? You drive over the Ohio River into Indiana, and a textbook is any of these things. So that was one way to do it, huh? It's kind of cool. So that's where it sort of started. Then in all these other states, lots of stuff changed too. And these states all have digital adoptions in the state mix so that you can actually buy it with state money. Oregon was the first one to really do that, which is pretty cool. Louisiana's done it. So these are places where you can use state textbook money to buy a digital product. So this is a wave that's really not going away. And in a lot of these states that have been doing it for a year or two, here's what I've noticed. No one has ever gone backwards, right? 2 years ago, they stopped buying books in a school district in California or in Mooresville, North Carolina. No one has said, you know, it's just not working. We got to get the books back. No one ever has said that, which is, again, just a sense of inevitability. So that's how it kind of works. So I was in Georgia, and this is kind of where it goes. So Georgia was one of those states where the law said such and such. So I'm talking to their state superintendents while the legislature's meeting, and they're all texting back and forth, and this guy builds a PowerPoint slide as he's getting his texts, And they changed the law in Georgia, which is pretty cool. So the law changes that not only can you take the money formally allocated to textbooks and spend it on technology, you can actually buy hardware with it too. Oh. So that's pretty cool. So that was a couple of years ago. And here's the debate. Is that, okay, what does digital mean? How do you think you know what a digital unit really is? What a digital textbook would look like? See, even this group won't volunteer that. It's like,
what if he calls on me? I can't raise my hand.
Anyway, so there is a big debate, and in California, adopted no print textbooks 2 years ago and only went with digital. There was this sense that it was a PDF file that you could take and print out of Kinko's, right? Like, this is the Wikipedia, all printed out. It's like, seriously, this is the Wikipedia, all printed out. But it kind of defeats the whole purpose, right? Once this happens, then the president of Egypt is still Mubarak, right? Until it all ends, right? You go to Wikipedia now and it's changed. So you don't want to print it out. A digital is not a PDF. A digital is something that looks like this. This is the glossary. You've seen some of this before, but this is an existing product now, where if you want to look at a glossary, it doesn't give you text to decode. It gives you like, hey, this is a bird. Look at its beak and its eggs and all that stuff. How many think that would benefit some students? It's like, yeah, second language learners, click on it, it'll translate, whatever you want to do. But this is it. So this is me recording it on an airplane. And I thought, you know, I'm going to try something harder than bird. I'm going to try analyze, right? Because bird, I can do a picture of a bird. So let's do analyze. And what's the glossary for analyze? So I click on that. And for analysis, it actually takes you to the job of a weatherman in Miami who has to look at scientific data to tell people what to wear that day. Isn't that cool? It's like he has to do what with the data? He has to analyze the data. Go, oh, can I get that? So anyway, that's what digital looks like. It's a whole different scenario than it is the other way. And I thought this was interesting. This just happened last week, but there's this article, this is just the buzz, but that in Georgia now they may be going totally to iPads in some district instead of doing books. So in 1 year they hopped from being forced to spend their money on print to this wild idea of going to iPads. And as you look at this, the data sort of falls apart on it, but it's a good little buzz thing, a piece for somebody's blog. But it was interesting, and they're following up on this picture from New York City, this title they didn't look. Here's what you notice when you kind of go deeper in the articles. This is the article on Georgia kids doing iPads, and they refer to a New York City article on a New York school, and it's the same picture of the same kid who I just don't think has a twin in Georgia, you know what I mean? They just, you're blogging, you go, I'll take this picture of the kid from New York City and put it in. So that's, anyway, but that's how far we've sort of come. It's the way that that we move in difficult economic times. It's like, now's the time to change. So let's look at some of this stuff and what that means. And how many think, no one raised their hands in terms of what a digital textbook looks like? So I want to show you sort of where they are now, and sort of where they're going to kind of go, and see the way they look. So here's, let's look at a couple of different things that could be inside a digital book. Because remember, we've really got to disabuse ourselves from the old notion of print. You know, you touch it, you flip it up. We have to really leave that thinking, and that's kind of hard to do. So what I thought we'd do first is, I'd show you some of the things that could go into a book, some of the really cool stuff, all right? So here's the first thing. This is a piece of technology that I saw, and I know this is a place that appreciates new technology. This, how many have been to an airport recently? How many have gotten the kind of scan thing, right? The little, how many have gotten a massage at the airport? It's like, okay. Anyway, so this is a new unit, and I saw them do it, and I said, okay, you have to tell me what it is. Looks sort of a wireless camera. Isn't that cool?
You guys are tough.
Have some pep in here. This is cool. I mean, this is cool. Okay, it gets cooler. So this is it, and it isn't just a camera. It's an analysis device. So Matt, I'm going to ask you to do what they'll do in an airport, and if you could get a volunteer.
Gloria.
Oh, great. So if you could just stand over against that wall with your palms out, your palms have to be out. Okay, good. So have you got her? Back up a little bit further body. Okay, good. So this is what can, now let me turn on the device, here we go. All right, so there, look. And I can go in, don't move, I can go in deeper, and we can actually see, oh, your appendix is still in. Anyway, so let's go in and take a look. Let's move her, once it's digitized, could you turn around just a little bit slowly, kind of make a turn like a 180?
Good, okay, good. A little bit more. A little bit more. A little bit more. Let's give her a hand. Isn't that good? Thank you very much. Isn't that cool? So anyway, once it has her body together, of course you can always go in and go deeper and deeper and look at a single artery if you want. Look, here's that descending aorta. Isn't that cool? So she's in here now, and I'll be able to use her across the country and the globe for forevermore. Anyways, that's sort of it. But isn't that a cool thing? Isn't that cool? Awesome. Yes, thank you. So I'll zoom in, zoom out, look at her intestines a little more closely. Okay, so but isn't that cool? Okay, so this is what this real, this is a trick. This is Google Body, by the way. So you can do this on your own laptops right now. But isn't that cool? Were you fooled? How many more fooled?
Oh, at the beginning? Happened at the beginning?
How many nervous systems are there? Well, I'll slow it down. Anyway, so it's Google Body, and it really is the analysis of what you can do with a machine. And you have to have Chrome. But if you have Chrome, you see Google's madness here. If you have Chrome, which is their browser, then when you go to the Google Body site, it works. Which is pretty cool. But it zooms in. You know, I can turn the labels on and off and all this kind of stuff.
So when I, here's the labels on. See all the labels here now? So there are the labels. And again, I can zoom in if I want or zoom out. Look, a rib. Anyway, that's how that stuff works.
This is what digital textbooks mean. Wouldn't it be cool? It doesn't mean you print out flip to do a flip chart of the body. It means this can be embedded inside. I'm going to show you another example of how it works. But I think that's pretty cool. So that's, again, we have to rethink what digital really means. So here's, there it is. And let me show you another way you can do stuff that I think is kind of cool. Because here's the other thing. When you have a core curriculum resource, right? And it's an important part of the school.
Yeah.
I taught math and use it all the time. Here's the other thing. If we want public schools or private schools, bricks and mortar schools to be important, we need to know that the community is involved too. Because why should these kids just go online and do anything online? We want them to know the school is important. And here's one way you can do that. You can do it by making the book itself a community resource. I was head of the school site council at my daughter's elementary school 3 years ago, and she was in sixth grade. And I had to sign up on the budget and all that kind of stuff. The community was really involved in the school. But we got our books from New York City. Doesn't have to be that like that. We can have the community help build the book. Oh, how can that be? Well, I'll show you. So here's what I'd like you to do. If your cell phones are out, they're out on. How many of you sent a text message before? Okay, how many of you used Poll Everywhere before? Oh, this is kind of good. So here's Poll Everywhere. Here's a poll. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to text to 37607. Right, and you're going to say, what's the success of what happened this year? And we're going to do something with this. Okay, so something that happened in your school is kind of cool. You know, I have a student from El Salvador that now speaks English. Right, or, you know, Cynthia understood math. Or, you know, whatever it would be.
And let's go to the web now. Here's the web. And let's go to this end. Okay, so somebody should be sending it in right now, right? To 37607.
And your text message will be this. 69024 space, and then your success. Whatever you want. All right, so let's go
back and take a look. So you go to
37607, 69024 space, and then not your idea, your success. Your success. Right? Something that happened is kind of cool this year. You know what I'm saying? Right? A success. A good thing. A happy thing. All right, check that cell phone. I'm going to do my old middle school teacher stuff. I taught middle school for a long time. How you're all working. Have you said here? You had? Okay. And the dog ate your cell phone? Is that what happened for you? So let's go see.
So there, oh look, here we go. Made it to Hershey, I still have my job. Okay, that's important.
We received an iPod card. Implemented Google Docs for student collaboration. So this is all coming in live. It's pretty cool, huh? So there, all this stuff is coming in. Moving back to history, next year probably. TV studio and Element School, cool. Witness for field hockey. So that's all kind of fun, huh? So that's kind of nice. And what I can do is, I want to then make this part of a resource that we could actually use. So, see, what's the best way to do this?
let's say Google Mail for all students. Students got more teachers to use discovery updates. So texting is all fun, but it's very hard. So this is how some of the Go Animators use. Isn't that kind of fun? So now we have your responses up here. Correct? We have your responses up here. So here's what we can do.
Let's make something that we might put in a digital book here. So let's go in and look at the response history and poll everywhere. Here we go. So click a response history. And there's everything everybody said. So what's a way that we could see if there's any really important parts that are coming out more often than other ones? What could we do for that? Is there anything you can do that would visually make some of the more the repetitive words bigger?
Wordle.
Ooh, so why don't we put this in a Wordle? What do you think? So let's take this and put in a Wordle. Now to do that, I'm going to go in between and use Word as a Word document.
So here's all my Wordle stuff. Oops. That's the body. That's what I just saved. Let's go back to here. Let's copy all this stuff. So I'm going to copy all the words. Copy, right? Copy it. Go back to Word and paste it. And when I do now, I've got all the stuff that we did. And what I want is not to have this, because that'll kind of throw it off, and not to have the date, so I'll delete that. But now I've got all these words, right? So if I take all the words, are you with me on this?
Yeah.
So you've given me something that's real right now. Right now.
So let's build a video resource that we could use that could go into a book, and I'll show you why in a second.
So here we go. Let's. We've got that copied. So what site do I go to make that happen? Wordle, right? Wordle.net. So here's Wordle. Let's make one. And I'm going to paste in all those words, right? Now, there may not be a lot of repetitive words, but let's see. Let's see. So let's take a look. How many think this would be a fun thing to do, by the way? Ooh. So you can get responses, and look, there it all is. That's kind of fun, huh? So what's the big word here?
Students,
which is kind of fun.
Using.
So, yeah, using. So do we like this layout? That's pretty good. Using. Let's make it a little bit wider. There we go. Using. All right. Actually, I've never done it with dark before. That might even work better. But so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a screenshot of it, right? So on a Mac, it's Command-Shift-4. I'd use print screen on a PC, right? So let's make this, and I'll do that. And now I've got it on my desktop. Let's just take a look and see. F11. Yeah, there's this screenshot of Wordle. Okay, so then what I can do is this. Let's take let's go to Photo Booth. And let's see what, look, there I am. Hi. So this is on a Mac, on a PC, I do it a little different. How many of you have Macs out there now? Okay, so you could do this. So Photo Booth is free. I do it in Premiere Elements or maybe Movie Maker with my camera if I could do it, although it's easier here. So let's go into Effects. And Effects are, in Photo Booth, where you can drag in images or pictures. So let's get rid of Word, goodbye Word, thank you. Let's get rid of this one. Hang on. So here's Photo Booth, and let's, I'm trying to, come on, PowerPoint, don't give me a hard time. Let's go back here and look at it. Every time I click on PowerPoint to get out of the way, it blocks itself. Let's end show. Okay, here we go. All right. So look, it's our big Chrome thing. So here's my little boxes. And you can do this with some of the free software that comes with webcams on a PC, but I'm going to drag this screenshot into here. So now there's the background, right? And what I'd like to do now is have somebody talk about the successes of their school. Now this is our group project, so it's a little bit different, but what we might want to do is, if you're doing this with kids, right? How many kids have had academic successes this year? Right? And they've done pretty well. And when they go home and their parents say, what did you learn today? What did they say? Nothing. What about you all year long? What did you learn? Nothing. So you document it, and then we're going to put them inside the book. So let's make a video. Who would like to be in this video? Who's not wearing that color?
Come on, volunteer, volunteer. Okay, yes, could you come up here, please? Thank you. So what she's going to do is we're going to put her in front of our Wordle, and she's going to kind of look around and explain exactly the successes. Now, you're going to talk about the impetus of successes in our group, right? So this is general because it's, you know, we're all in different schools and different states, so just come right here. And then that's good. Oh, that's good. I've never been this far away before. So this is great. So we're going to click on this one, and it'll say effects. It'll say get out of the frame. So step out of the frame. Get all the way out. Yeah, thank you. Come here, she goes to the balloons. Okay, now come back in. So there she is. Isn't that fun? So let's make a recording. And I want you to kind of, in a good teacher voice, because the microphone's all the way over here, just say the successes this year from this group. 3, 2, 1, and you can point to it wherever you want.
We have teachers with boards, iPods, docs, technology. We're interactive. I can't read the rest. The districts are having successes. Google, links. What else?
Good, let's give her a hand. Thank you. So thank you very much. Lance will give you a prize. Do you know anyone with these initials? Yeah, I keep thinking, a guy named Ned's got to be in heaven. He's, you know, just waiting for the session to end. And he, anyway, okay, so here's the video we just made. So there it is.
We have teachers with boards, iPods,
so that's pretty cool, huh?
Technology.
What?
We're interactive. The districts are having successes. Google, links.
Okay, good. So, isn't that fun? So let's go back. Let's do a couple things, and I'll run through doing that again. If we want to put that inside our book, here's our book. Here's what I'll do. I want to insert. You've done this in anything. I'll do it in PowerPoint, which is kind of easy. Let's do. Okay, no, not you. Let's do it this way. How do you insert a video in PowerPoint? Let's see. Movie from. File, right? And that movie on a Mac is stored in the desktop, and here it is. That's Pacific time. Thank you. And now there she is. So now she's part of the presentation. So RJ's saying, how do we do that? Here's how you do it on a Mac. Different on a PC, but on a Mac, you launch a program called Photo Booth. How many of you played with Photo Booth before? So Photo Booth is great, right? How many of you have dragged original material into Photo Booth? So this is old news for you. You've learned nothing so far. All right, but so in Photo Booth, if you go to effects, that's where you can do the traditional effects and you can insert stuff. They have places they want you to be, right? They have this, so step out of frame. You know, this is their stock video. Hi, look, I'm underwater. I mean, that's what they have. So you click on effects, and this is cool for about 15 seconds. But if I pull in a video from streaming, or I pull in a video from the community, then my kids can be inside. And basically what this means is, this has more meaning when it's about us, right? Us, right? Fish are cool, but it's more fun to deal with the kind of successes that we had, and here are our successes. So that's how that works, and again, now she's part of the presentation.
We have teachers with boards.
So how many think your kids would be engaged if they saw themselves? Okay, so let's take it. Let's give her a hand. Yes, thank you. So look, when you take it in that direction, it means that we can rethink completely the old book. And here's what that means. It means that these are pictures that are inside books, right? This is my daughter's science book. It's this book right here, and these are pictures that are inside. So these are the generic kids that, you know, the clip art kids that include every race, gender, creed, you know, all that. It's all those really general clip art kids. But do we have kids in our classroom now?
Yeah.
Why, yes, we do. Could we put their picture there?
Sure.
Yes, we could. So at the beginning of the book, if it says, insert picture of a child, close up, they come above the block. You could do that, and then when they flipped around, you would be there. Would they be more excited about that?
Yeah.
Yes, of course it would. So here's like, you could put anybody here except my own daughter, who refuses to be photographed at all by her father. But here's what you can do. Like, here's this, right? Why not make it somebody that you know? That's Scott Kenny. So let's see that one more time. Look, you guys so don't care. But this is the
idea is, could we put our own kids in there?
Yes.
So when I work with groups of teachers, I said, so at the beginning of the movie, say, insert a picture of, you know, student with cat or student holding leaf. This group said, just make sure you don't have to do that. So, because it's extra work, which means nothing here, but to some group, that's the big deal. So yes, you can do that. And here's the other thing.
Here's the other thing, is that when you have a town, right? This is from her Glenville book, and it's got this. But this should be my city. How many of you had fires in your town in the last 2 or 3 years or 5 years? Right? Fires. Why shouldn't it be a picture of your fire? Are they around? Does the community have those pictures? Yes. And if they help build the digital book, it's good for them and it's good for you. What does that mean? It means that somebody has to go out and find a stand of trees that's had a fire, right? Had a fire. Is that good that they have to do that exercise? Yes, it's what it's all about. Here's what it means to you, not Portland, right? Or here's a,
thank you, remote.
Here's a corridor between habitats, right? When you put a corridor between two habitats, interesting things can happen. You know, what could cross from one side of the river to the other side of the river when you do a canal? How many of you have instances of that in your community? You do so, you say, we're building our book. We are the school system. We are building our book. What habitat should be in the people go,
there's a corridor habitat problem? And you go, why, yes, there is. We should teach our kids about that. Why?
We are.
And they go, good, let's give more money to the school.
I mean, that's doesn't always happen exactly that way. But you get the idea. How many of it's a good idea to put the community, make the community help build a book? Let the community help build a book. So here's the other thing. This is
why we did that Wordle before, is that, okay, Jane Goodall, you can leave Jane Goodall in the book.
It's a little dangerous to have your kids out there with gorillas or chimpanzees. Okay, so we can let Jane Goodall can still stay in the book by herself.
But here's the other thing. What's in this picture?
What is that a picture of? A roller coaster. Did I commission this picture to be made? No. Where have you had pictures like this? Where do they take them? As you go down the, that's right. And if you're with middle school kids, they're going like this. Because they figured out where the camera is, right? Anyway, so this is, did I buy it? Of course. It's like, oh, look, it's me. So it's something that I did, and I have a picture of it. And these people have made money doing it.
As you go through the school year, why shouldn't you have
the instructor, like, look, come on, like this. Hey, why are you like this? Okay, so as you have successes, as you go through the year, shouldn't that be part of the book too, as your kids have learned? So when they go back to the book, what do they see? They see themselves being successful. I did this. Here's the DNA I titrated out of a banana. You know whatever it is? They're in there. So your digital book not only says Mubarak is no longer president of Egypt, it also says RJ learned how to extract DNA from a banana. Right? And that's my resource. So when I flip backwards or forwards, like, isn't that cool? Am I crazy? I mean, aside from the fact. But that's how it works. So that's how stuff can happen.
It can be, a digital book can be all those things. And are they all those things now?
No, they're not. They're not like that now. I mean, somebody has to sell some first and prove there's a market for it. And then they're going to get better and better and better. And as they are,
we're going to teach better and better and better. They're going to learn more and more. So you want to see what sort of it might look like now? Yes, Mr. Davidson? How would we like to see it? Okay, so
This is a completely unauthorized version of a TechBook 2.0. Nobody asked me to do it. I didn't ask permission. But I went out and found all this cool stuff. I don't necessarily love super builders, but they work with me. The Young Scientist Challenge, this is a
Gabe, Cyber Science 3. So this is, and part of this, the core of this, is Discovery's textbook from Florida, which we could adapt. And we're going to hopefully try to make one here and make some different stuff. But this is what it might look like. So I could do this on the iPad, but whenever I power this and then power this up, I lose a projector. So let's just look at it here, and you'll see what it looks like. So here's what the book would look like. I'm going to negotiate with it here. And this is, again, this is 4 to grade 4. But you know that one of the keys of the book is that you can go between grades, right? What did they have last year? Well, let's see what they had last year in grade 4. I'm in grade 5. Let's go look at the solar system. I'll click around, and these are part of the actual product. Oh, look! There, see up in the corner, it says live of independence. Something live is happening. So now a little note comes off, and I go inside, and now my fifth grade kids are able to work with avatars. This is a community guy who's come in and said, hey, I'm going to be Copernicus. I know everything about Copernicus. Let me talk to your kids. So in an avatar environment, my fifth graders can go out and talk to and think about who's there with their with that. So that's how that works. Let me pause just for a second. But you see the sense of that? That why, if you're on this, does this have a clock in it? Yes. Did a print book have a clock in it? No. Something happens live, your book does not care. Right? It's just been distracting from the book. But if we're studying the solar system, and if, you know, this is not the day before, but if I've got a group who wants to contribute to the schools, and it's a retired science teacher, goes, I'll be Copernicus, I'll be Einstein. Are there people like that? Are there veterans who come into an avatar situation and maybe talk about things with middle school kids? Yes. Are there career counselors who might come in and talk, you know, at a certain time? Now, a fireman won't be there 24/7 to answer questions for your kids, but could they be there between 3 and 3:15 for McPherson Elementary School? Do you think they could do that? Yes. And how much better is that than what we now call career day? Where people come in and they give up a day, but if I'm not studying fires, the fireman is kind of an interesting spin-off on some of the thing, right? So I have career day. I've done a lot of career days. And it's like, God, I'm a fireman. Really, you wanted to be artist, but you're full, so you can't write things, so you're like, this. But you know, I'm excited to be in front of the kids. But it's more meaningful if I'm studying incendiary points, or I'm studying why some technical materials catch fire quicker than others. Then I can talk to a fireman. And then it's like, look how cool they are. Not only do they have a cool hat, they know stuff about fire. I mean, then it's integrated, right? How many think that'd be a good idea? And here's why you can't do that now. It's too big a pain in the behind, right? Where am I going to be? You know, I'm studying class points. I'm going to be able to call the fireman and go, I'm pretty sure on March 22nd, you can come in.
No.
But
does this have a scheduler?
Yes.
Can this integrate things with the curriculum?
Yes. Is United Students, Discovery Students,
integrated now with the curriculum?
Yes.
Yeah, everything that goes in has a tag. So if I put in a live event, or I'm a veteran, and I say, okay, here are the tags, and you give me a schedule, like if you don't know, it'll open up, and just like in a teacher's guide, when I flip back right now and go,
where the hell is the company? You know what I mean?
Now I go, when is the veterans group going to talk about what it's like to be in the military? I go, oh, it's going to be Tuesday, and I get my class ready for them to pop in. So, can't do that with print. We're not doing that now with digital, but how do you think that's going to be in that ability? I think so. And is the community then invested in what you do?
Yes. And here's the thing. Right now, you guys are the stars. I mean, literally stars as well as figuratively stars. You do a lot of this stuff on your own, don't you? You create Google Docs. You do Skype, right? How many of you do stuff like that? And how many of you think every teacher at your school is doing that? And it's like this, hold on.
So and here's why. It's hard. That's why it's so much fun to come to Pennsylvania. It's hard, but you guys do it. This whole conference is filled with people that are doing it. But for everybody else, they need a core resource, like
a book,
right?
I taught math, Tennessee, 1971. I needed a book,
right? So I had one. It was my core resource. This can be an even deeper core resource. There's all the stuff you guys have, and all folded inside this living book, this living book right here, right? That changes all the time. And so part of it is that my own kids are there and they like that, you know, they're in the book. The successes are in there, and that's pretty cool. All right, so this is it. This would be a group, and it's sort of a live window. It's 2 o'clock. Let's go back and see what happened. What else is in this book.
So I'm going to click and go forward. And here's the next page. What's this? This is a... it so happens that
this is a challenge. This is the Young Scientist Challenge. How many participated in that? Oh, you guys, it's like 50 grand for the kid that wins. So here's the thing, and let's pause for a second again. The Young Scientist Challenge, which is run by Discovery and Lancet, is a big part of, is 50 grand. Here's what it is. Kids have to make a 2-minute video explaining a concept in science. In other words, what's the Bernoulli principle? Can you explain it in 2 minutes? Well, yeah, like Bernoulli principle, look, you know, whatever they do. Is that a good thing for kids? Yes. Does 3M want American schools to turn out people that like science? Yes. It's like, please, let me hire somebody from Pennsylvania for a change, right? I'm hiring people from outside the country. So they want to do it. But it's this stunt, right? It exists outside, there's its own website, but you guys didn't participate. What if it popped up in front of your faces at the time when you're studying the Bernoulli principle, right? They pop up, a kid can go, hey, I was looking through the book and I found this contest. You think any kids would do that? Yeah, I was looking through the book and I found this contest. So make it online. So yeah, so you can do that. So then we have more people that are, and this is because it's folded into the core resource. Some people are down to school. All those contests that float out there, or challenges or awards that float out there, could come in to the core resource when you need them, right? Got an idea?
Okay, good. So let's go back and look at body parts again. So here's something else, and this is my
live tutor room, right? So this is, if you really want a kid to prove that he knows something, what do you have him do? Teach it. Have him teach it. It's like, you really know it? Teach it. So here's the chance to do it. This is the chat room. This is Discovery. This is me as a fifth grader floating around. No one else came into the room. I was extremely lonely, but this is me. This is my avatar floating around in the room. And you know, when I log in, it automatically gives me avatar. How many of you have existed in avatar spaces before?
Yes, that's kind of cool. So let me pause again here for a second. So that, again, is a chance for a kid in an integrated way to go to a place where he can talk to the kids and sort of a tutoring session. Or maybe he wants tutoring.
Here's the other thing. How many of you have given quizzes before? How many think your kids play games? Online? Really? How about if you have a core curriculum game like this,
and as kids pass the test or the quizzes, it unlocks levels of the game.
So this is flying to the intestine and flying antibodies, and I only get this, I only unlock the game when I answer the quizzes that you wrote for that class, right?
So, okay, I made that game a little short. All right, so how many of you think that would be a cool idea?
That you have a meaningful game, the antibodies look like antibodies, they gotta land, they gotta fight, but you don't get to play it until you've answered the 5 questions about what an antibody looks like. Right? That's a digital book. It's like click, you just boom, boom, log in, here's 20 days.
So here's another cool thing. This is an image. You know how you have illustrations in a book? Here's illustrations. This is out there now. So I'm gonna take this, and this is a I'm gonna twist it around, right? It's manipulatable. I turn it around this way and turn it around this way. Let me spread it out. You know how you spread out and go in? Let's go in close, a little bit closer. Let's go inside the starfish. So now I can spin around. Now I'm inside the starfish, right? And there's all the parts, and I can navigate around. And this is in the reproduction unit. So I'm looking for the gonads, because in the starfish arm, each arm has its set of gonads, which is... makes handshaking interesting. Anyway, so here's so here it is, and I can look at that stuff, but I can also back out, and let's leave that. Let's go back to the page again. Here's an illustration next to it, which is a little bit different. So let me zoom in on this illustration. Again, you know, you spread your fingers and you go in deeper. Again, I'll move it up to the center, but now I'm gonna double click on it, and when I do double click, there we go. The layers open up. Isn't that kind of cool?
So do that, and then let me again zoom around up, because that's, look, there's where the gonad arm set is. Let me spin around and kind of go in a little bit closer, and that's where I am. So that's how that works. Aren't those illustrations cool? Okay, yeah, oh, thank you. Somebody's awake. So it's always the 3D stuff. So here's another one. Look, we're talking about survival and interdependence. In survival, let's go to the teacher center, because surviving is important in the teacher center.
So how did your day go?
It was okay. Really, it was okay.
No, really. How did it go?
It was a disaster. It's a disaster.
Was Lance a problem?
Yes.
Do we need some help with classroom management?
Yes, he comes in, he goes out, whenever he wants.
More.
He goes in, he goes out whenever he wants. People like him, so he gets
anything attention. Anything else you need to tell me?
I'm a little jealous of Lance, frankly, but it's okay.
Okay, I'll send some things your way to let you know what you can do to try and make everything better, and I will definitely give you tips on how to deal with kids like Lance. I know sometimes they're a little bit of an issue. You kind of have to take him the other notch, because he's got, you know, just a lot of energy. I really think he knows it all.
Yeah, so let me ask you,
how many do you think, for a new teacher coming in, the teacher's guide should be more than the answers in the back of the book? It's like, why not have it open up at a certain time? How do you know retired teachers? Would they be willing to be online for 15 minutes a day between period one? You know, would they do that? So why should the teacher's guide really be a teacher's guide?
And here's, of course, as long as you got that, you might as well have a daily affirmation in there. That's what I say, right? Daily affirmation.
I promise everything is going to be okay.
Oh, I feel better. Anyway, so that's how that works. So that's how demo.
How many do you think that's conceivable? How many of you are going to see that? Yeah, so now here's the thing. I know that's like, wait a minute. How much of that can we have right now? 3D stuff? Get it right now. The digital book, the science book, right now it's Indiana, Florida, but that's going to be available right now. The DE science product is here. This is not like some year when we're all immortal, we'll be able to do this. This stuff, nearly everything there is available now. It's just not all in one place yet, so it'll come.
All right, so let's look at some other stuff. I want your help now in
thinking what you think. Now that you're kind of thinking outside the old box, you've seen some things that kind of let you think what can happen. What I'd like you to do is give me a hand in the things that I haven't yet thought. Because last month I went and met with the product development team and discovered, ooh. Here's what I say. You know, I talk to teachers like you. And they go, really, really? What do they say? So, I mean, really, that's the way the product was built. So here's what I'd like you to think about in terms of letting go of the old notion of what are things I haven't thought of. And here's some idea starters.
So here's some stuff, and what I'd like you to do is
think about this. So I want you to be in groups in just a second and be able to report back some of the things and some of the ideas I'm showing you. So here's some idea starters. One,
you saw the 3D body thing, right? So wouldn't it be good to have in a book? Remember how anybody here ever sell encyclopedias in the summer?
I did. What's the pages you always show?
That one.
Yeah, that one. You go, look, the body. There's 36 volumes. These are the only 4 pages that do this. But look, see? And the idea is that it's everywhere.
So that's how that stuff works. So that's one of them. Here's something else. We have movies on tsunamis, but there's a lot of other ways to do a tsunami, right?
So for teaching tsunamis, we can actually go in a virtual environment and experience a tsunami.
We can?
Yes, because experience a tsunami is different than seeing a video of a tsunami. And this is a tsunami place in Second Life, right? How many have you been in Second Life? I kind of like Second Life. I don't have enough First Life to go to Second Life, but it's pretty cool. So there's a little area you go to. I think it's Ocean. No, it's the NOAA Center. And look, if you push the button for a tsunami, get inside. Please wait. Tsunami coming. It's like in Disneyland. The next tsunami will be around in just minutes.
Anyway, so that's what I did. I did this. And then here's what it looks like. So when you're waiting for a tsunami, you know, this is a tsunami.
And, you know, really a tsunami isn't like a tidal wave. It's like it slowly gets bigger and bigger and bigger, right? That's what a tsunami really is. So I can experience this guy doing what some of them did in the Philippines. He'll walk into the sea. He'll walk out into the water as the tsunami comes, right?
Some people actually did that as a way to receive it. They went, oh, look, it's interesting. It's like, get out of there, get out of there. But so this is, you'll see a tsunami actually come, and tsunami does come in slow. Now, that's one way to do it. The traditional way, of course, is when you make a video of it. When you make a video of a tsunami, this is from Discovery Streaming, you show the dramatic stuff, right?
This is a tsunami, a Japanese word that means harbor wave. Tsunamis are enormous waves caused by undersea or coastal earthquakes, volcanoes, or landslides.
And that's dramatic and cool, and that's what it looks like in the ocean, but on the shore you've got a very different thing. Right, so we can have both of those inside, which is kind of cool.
Or you can actually, if you keep looking and you go inside, so you look, it's not like this super thing, it's this wave that comes in. Anyway, so that's we can do that. Here's sort of the best of both worlds, where you see a tsunami coming in a virtual environment, then it destroys all the houses, which gets everybody excited. So that's how that stuff works. What would the other one be? Who knows what the next video could be? It could be something else that we do. Here's the other thing. So that's one way to think about stuff. If I had a virtual simulation, what would it be? Could it be Mars? Could it be underwater? Could it be inside a plant? Could I be riding an amoeba? I mean, what could it be? So think about that. Here's another totally different thought. But you know QR codes, right? Have any of you done QR codes on your phone? There are a lot of bigger other places in the world, but it's these little things that you see more and more often. And essentially, when you take an electronic device, it reads that code and goes out to a website or goes out to another asset and then plays it. That's what it is. It's like, you know, right now if somebody wants to go to the Google Body site, Google Labs Body site, you got to type in Google Body site and you got to go there. This is a code, just like a code on the register at the supermarket. You go, zip. You don't have to enter in canned peas, 69 cents. The code does it all. This code goes to a link. That could be a video or a website. That's what it is. So you hold it up to a camera and the device reads it. So what does that mean? It means that you could label around.
Does this device have a camera inside?
Yes.
Yeah. How many people have a computer right in front of them right now that has a camera inside? Yeah, so you've got that. So you could go somewhere, you can like push stuff all around, little code here, little QR code here, you know, where did it come from, what parts of the metal. You could do that, and your device, your book would read it like this.
Now here I'm using a little book, a mini book, not this one. This one, so here's what it could be. So this is a tree. What kind of tree is it? Well, I don't know, but a teacher has pasted a QR code in the tree. So I can look at it, click on it. And it's in Spanish too, right? What an asset. Okay, so there we go.
So it means that with a book, you have little codes around and go, where's this come from? What is this really? You see the concept? Isn't that wild? The first time this came out was when LaserDisc were introduced. Anybody remember LaserDisc? I'm going to go right into time. Anyway, so there was a wand, right? There was a wand. And if you put like a code here and you swipe it, it said plastic made from carbon or whatever it did. Because it went to the page in the LaserDisc. Well, guess what? It's a lot cooler now than it was in the days of LaserDisc, right? We have the whole internet out there, which means that I could put code somewhere and just like that, link to an asset in Discovery. So I got to walk around with my book. And I, oh, here's one. And where did it come from? Wouldn't that be cool? And again, if they get smaller, their tablet size.
You could do that with anything. You could do it with individuals. Like, look. So that's it. Now, of course, it doesn't always work. Sometimes, you know, it's like a Google Translator. Sometimes it makes a mistake. The police station. Hold up your digital book reader. The magic of cell. Get it?
It's not the wrong cell.
Yeah.
You know what I was hard to do? First of all, it's a real police station. You get kind of nervous about it.
Anyway, so that's LAPD at its finest. Anyway, so that's the idea. The idea that you can do all this other stuff. Here's what else you can do. Just again, just being wild. This is an app on the iPhone. When you hold it up and you see a word in Spanish, it translates it as a reason. Look. Watch it. Reason that reassembles a word. Look. See that? It works. It's cool. It's like $10. So you hold it up. Isn't that cool? So we did this at FATC, but as a fisher, I played around. Isn't that cool? And it'll go backwards too. This is an iPhone app called Beast Mode. Here, you like this one. So, this is a real app. You can buy it now. It works better. Look. Something you want to know. Okay, so.
So that's real. Here's the Android app that sort of does the same thing. The Android app can actually do translations in real time. This is German. So he's answering in German.
We have land and ground.
Buying shoes. So isn't that cool stuff? So here's the idea, is real-time earthquakes.
And of course, there's not time for this now. But here's what I'd like you to think about, and you can report back. Not by the microphone. You can report back, because we have until 10:20, so it's going to be tough. But look at all these different things you can do. These are examples. How many of you, look at this right now, and see which of these you think would be appropriate in a book that you'd like to see, or that it gives you an idea of something you think could fold into a digital book. So here's 17 ideas. And in a full-day workshop, you could build stuff like that. How many think you could do the Wordle trick we just did up there? Yeah, of course. How many of you could take a picture and insert it into a blog or a wiki, which means you could do it into a digital textbook, and your kids would be there on page 17, or the equivalent of page 17. So here's the way it works. Anybody see if there are ideas they'd like to share, or you think, ooh, if only the next step is... Anybody have any ideas like that? Yes?
You could actually link different communities that are working on the same stuff, you know, all around the world.
And that would make sense too, huh? And you'd have to have like a bell schedule. Like, you know, if you're going to talk to Japan, it's 6 in the morning when it's, you know, so you have to have a schedule. But do we have bell schedules in schools?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so let's use that, right?
But you could say, okay, we're going to do 5, you know, in the morning this week, and then, you know, next month you're doing 5. Yeah.
There you go. So like a challenge you would go under, it's all in the same book. Anybody else, ideas like that? Any other interesting stuff? Yes? Okay, you, yeah.
Labs in and have the students actually do the labs that
give
concepts.
What? So, a simulation, right? A lab where you can open up frogs, or you can do grow tomatoes. These are in there now, and probably at some point today you're going to see the simulations in our Discovery Science Project. But that's the part people get too. You show it to them and you say, let's see which organisms grow in this condition. Let's turn up the heat, turn down the heat, add water, don't add water, and stuff like that, and see how it grows. So that's good. Others? Other ideas? Yes? Oh.
I like the idea of field trips. So teach geography, you could actually take a field trip and they could actually kind of see a lot of time what's going on in the places.
Right, that's cool. How many of you have been on field trips? How many kids have been on field trips that connected to nothing going on in the school that week? Or that year? Let's go see the violinist. Okay, I get the idea that that's good, but like, what's the follow-up? And there are times when it's perfect, right? So if I can see the violin person, and I'm a math person, we just talked about harmonics, then let's go on a field trip.
I mean, you know, then it all ties together and it makes more sense. So yeah, field trips are good. Other ideas? Yes?
I would like a media shares kind of area where students could upload stuff and then, you know, it's all in one place, you know, kind of like Twitter style.
How many think that would be a good idea? Where you say mitosis, you say solar system. Click on here to see a video of the solar system. And at the bottom it says, students have talked about it in this way. And then you see your kid's work or something else. And again, can it live there? And at the end of the year you go back and do a review and there's, hey, I made it into the book. How many kids would be vested if they made it into the book? And you know, some kids are good enough to get into the book because they do great work. Everybody should be in the book, so you're going to be in the book holding a kitten. Because we're talking about fur versus, you know, it's like, you know what? And that's what you can do. Can you hold the cat?
I can handle it.
Okay, good. So she can hold the cat, and we're all in there. All right, so that's kind of the way it works. If you have any other ideas, I would love for you to jot them down. We could create.
There is a place. There is another poll. And let me give you just the... here it is. This is a, just write these two things down, and this is, it was set up to do it as a real-time, what would you like in the room, but you can put any idea you want here. So it's the same thing, you're going to 37607, so you want to write this down, 37607,
and then your message is 46404, space, and then you say, you know what, I woke up at 2 in the morning and it occurred to me that I do that. Okay, so how do people think they'd like to help contribute to the next generation of textbooks? Because you really can. Those are being built right now. So as you get ideas, here's one a teacher gave me that I thought was great. He's a health teacher in high school. He goes, I wish there was a chat room where people could go, where girls who want to have children could talk to somebody who's had children in high school. Because the girls that he worked with that want to have a baby. Babies love you. No one else loves me. A baby will love me. He's like, that's a cool idea, but I'd like you to go to a room on page 67 and just talk to some people who don't go clubbing anymore because they have to. And so that was one idea. That would never have occurred to me. So you may have ideas. It doesn't have to be about the chat room. It can be about anything. All right. How many people have learned something? So, if you have ideas, thanks very much for letting me share this with you. I'm very excited about the next generation of textbooks, about reaching every kind of learner, doing it all in this one grid way. And we are this close. We've already done stuff like that. These books are there right now in Florida. But by the generation after we practiced in Florida and practiced in Texas, let's make the Pennsylvania one really, really good, right? So give us some ideas because they really want to hear it. Thank you very much for doing this.
We're going to begin with our first set of sessions. Block one and block two will be before lunch. If you look in your program guide, you can decide which two presentations you want to participate in. Remember that there is an addition, and in block two, Paul will be doing his session, his block three session during block two as well. So we're adding that additional session for you. So the first set starts at 10:30. They're all downstairs, so you can make your way down. Thanks.